This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Potato cake, but not a sweet potato cake. Sounds weird, but I see works
sounds
all
like
right.
Sounds like the kind of thing you'd have sort of Halloween time.
Aye, sure, there's no way we've talked about that before, potato apple and things like that. So this is just a pretty much a potato, like a sponge, and then we're going to do a wee syrup on that with a rhubarb and a wee bit of gin in the syrup. And then I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to barbecue some strawberries. So these hot, scorchy strawberries and a potato cake.
Wow.
So
and
here,
what will it look like then? It's like a wee,
a
roundy
sponge
that you get. Right.
Aye, no hassle. In here I've got butter and sugar all beaten up, nice and soft, John, so just give it a good whiz. And then just do this by hand, actually. Eggs in there then, just one at a time. And give them a good mix around. It does come out quite spongy, but it's you nearly know that it's a different texture to the sponge.
And would you know it's made of potatoes?
No, hopefully not. It's more about a texture. So just the eggs and one at a time. And then the spuds, John, which I just mashed and peeled them, boiled them, drained them really well, put them back in the pan to give them a good smish around, and then pass them through a sieve, you know, to get so you don't want lumps, because we do not want lumpy. No way you're at home and you don't mind a wee bit of lumpy, champ,
yeah.
Sure you don't?
No.
But not in this cake.
Not nursing. For sponge.
No.
So you've just put the spuds, mashed spuds, into the butter and sugar mix.
And then some...
An egg, and there's some flour.
That's self-raising flour, and then what I did was put a wee bit of extra bit of baking powder in that, John, just to liven it up a bit. And a bit of vanilla, and that's it. But what I'm going to do now is just I folded that in, and you still see that the potato's not completely dispersed. So just take the wee hand blitzer and give that a good going over. And that there, that's it. That's your mix. So that's how you get potato into dessert.
So it's cumber early time, isn't
it? Yes, it is cumber early, and they're very, very limited. You know, the season's now, and they're fantastic, aren't they? They're just the nicest spud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
but, I mean, I have to say, I've never thought of making a dessert out of them.
No, but, you know, this is the whole thing, John. That's what happens, you know. And then I've just got a cake tin here.
Square cake tin, lined with greaseproof, or parchment, or whatever.
Yep. Just spread that out, John, and that goes into like a 180 oven. That'll take about 40 minutes. So we'll go out now and do something funky with strawberries.
You? Happy days. If I'd known you at the barbie on, I would have brought a wee rump steak. Aye.
That's pretty hot, isn't it?
Looks
the part, and then just all you do is just, I know a sieve, and have a barbecue sieve, right? So you can do
what's a barbecue sieve?
That's just a sieve that's going to get burnt, and then you keep it for your barbecue.
Right.
You just put your strawberries into the sieve, and stick them straight into the coal.
There so you put the strawberries, we can smell it already.
Yeah.
Put the strawberries in the sieve, set the sieve on top of the Barbie, on top of the hot coals.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if it's going to get burnt.
Nope.
And then?
Straight into the coal. And then you get this lovely direct heat of... I was in London last week and I saw somebody doing tomatoes straight onto a barbecue, onto the coal, you know, with the wee kebab sticks.
Wow.
And then they did it onto toasted bread.
Ooh.
And it was fabulous. But if you do it in a... you know, if you do tomatoes in a sieve... I'm going to give you this. This is going to be your barbecue sieve.
And then you can let them out then.
Yeah,
you can kind of...
So you can do fruit in it. You know another thing that's lovely in it? You know if you have fresh peas?
Well,
fresh peas are beautiful, aren't they? You know if you pop them or get your children to pop them. That's what you have children for, to do those kind of things for you. But put the fresh peas into the sieve and bury it into the coal. And you get this lovely, smoky, sweet, beautiful barbecue peas.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to boil them beforehand?
No,
or?
No, definitely
not.
Wow. Because they're lovely and sweet and...
I might try this on my holidays.
You could bring this
sieve. I'll be the king of the campsite.
You will be. Bring that sieve. You
I'll
can wear that sieve.
The boy with the barbecue sieve up and...
Yeah, just wear it.
A25.
Yeah.
You can see them starting to blacken.
Mm-hmm.
And the smoke is coming up through the strawberries.
I have to say, that's not the hottest barbecue in the universe. you want them sort of smoky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that now, you see it coming around it?
Yeah.
I'm using one of those instant one barbecues, but you know when you have a good barbecue with coal at home and you can nearly bury them in it and it really gets
gets the heat going.
Uh-huh, definitely.
I have to say, I didn't think I'd be standing in a car park in Cumber looking at strawberries on the barbecue.
I take you to the best
places, don't I? We know how to live. This is rock and roll.
Rock and roll, I tell you.
Oh my god, what's that?
So that's
what's the liquid? There's a wee bit of gin.
Just a wee bit of gin. And then if you just put the... When
so
the
is that strawberry juice and gin?
It's rhubarb juice.
Rhubarb juice and gin.
And then just a wee bit of the rhubarb. So this is our cake. And just when it's warm, just soak the juice that came out of this rhubarb. And I add a wee bit of gin. You don't have to put the gin in. A couple of nice wee warm strawberries. And then a wee drizzle of cream gin. There we are. And
what?
Your cake there now. Way to hold it.
That is just beautiful. Do you know what? That's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Now I won't be able to taste the spuds off this.
Well, hopefully not. If you can, there's something wrong. Like, it wouldn't work with leftover champ.
No. If there's scallions in it,
no.
That's gorgeous. That's really light. Who knew the humble... Cumber spud could be so versatile.
Got it turned into a cake, that's alright, isn't it?
Turned into a cumber spud cake.
There's a barbecued strawberry, barbecued in the car park in Cumber.
Tell you, you wouldn't get Rick Stein doing it.
Bending over a barbecue.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.